Welcome, everyone. Yep, it's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, we are glad to be your hosts on this local radio station. Glad they give us a 5 minutes right now to kind of brighten your day just a little bit. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas, whether it's a museum trip, a river trip, a lake trip, a falls trip, a golf trip, a fishing trip, any of those kind of things.
Sounds like a trip.
Any kind of trip. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk TSLN.com. You know what that is? Well, let me tell you. It's Tri-State Livestock News, and you can visit them online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. So you get your weekly edition in the mail of Tri-State Livestock News.
So I have something that I don't know the author of, but it says, what words really mean?
Okay.
Synonym. You know what a synonym is, right?
Yeah.
That's a word used in place of one that you can't spell.
Hey, that's right.
Calories. You know what calories are?
No.
They're tiny creatures who live in your closet, and they sew your clothes a bit tighter every night.
Yes, they do.
Something to think about as you go to sleep. Democracy. The freedom to elect our own dictators.
Hey, come on.
I don't want to get political.
Yep, that's
right. Single, the word for single, what it really means, a man who makes fun of women in the kitchen. Sarcasm, the brain's natural defense against the less intelligent. Tomorrow, the best time to do everything you had planned for today.
Exactly.
Beard, a food storage device found on men's faces. Oh, yuck. Etc., you know, ETC.
Yeah.
I can't really think of any other examples on that one, so never mind. Feet, F-E-E-T, device used to find Legos in the dark.
You know, that is so accurate because they will find those Legos.
Our granddaughters have been playing with our son's old Legos and found a few of those in the dark, yep. Cashew, the sound of a nut sneezing.
I was just going to say, bless you.
Karma, when you use the last of the toilet paper and are the next person to use the toilet. All right, the meaning of the word friend, it's one of the many strangers on Facebook. A science fair, the place for parents to show how talented they are. Winter, the real meaning of the word winter, a three-month break between a woman and her razor.
Yeah, you don't have to understand it. Just keep moving. It's the truth.
Babysit. To get paid to set and eat other people's food and watch TV while someone else's kid sleeps.
Yep.
Never mind. You were too stupid to get it the first time, so I've given up trying to explain it to you. Bacon. The main reason you are not a vegetarian.
Yes.
One more of those. Nutella. You know, like the spread.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
The real meaning of that word is the only reason to buy bread.
Exactly.
Just some fun things today with words and what they really mean today.
I like it. I think you hit on some good ones there. How's this sound? Again, it's Who's Old? This is from the Saturday Evening Post, and it was submitted by LaVon Weishettle from Pier. Thank you so much for sharing your wealth of humor and great stories. I've tried to find a suitable exercise video for women my age, but they haven't made one called Buns of Putty.
No, that's not right.
No, don't let aging get you down. It's too hard to get back up.
True.
And remember, you don't stop laughing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop laughing.
I have heard that somewhere before.
Well, now that's all I've got from Who's Old from that article, but wait, I have more wisdom.
Okay.
All right. A sweater is a garment worn by a child when its mother is feeling chilly.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Isn't that true? Yep. That is so true. I attest to that. Never trust the advice of a man in difficulties. That's probably wise.
Probably wise, yeah.
Yeah. And live your beliefs and you can turn the world around.
Aw, ain't that nice?
Like it. Yes, it is.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we encourage you to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author, if you know who it is, because we like to give credit where credit is due, of course. And keep listening to this great radio station, just like Dickinson, North Dakota's KXDI 93.9 FM, driving country Dakota territory. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.